اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really thankful to Allah Almighty that has given us again the chance to be with you and some other Quranic sessions. And I'm really thankful to you. I have to give you a big thanks that you're again with us, and really, really thankful to you. And also, I really have to give a big thanks to the students of Sevier International School that they have come with us and they have joined our lessons. Inshallah, since it is the first session of our level 3 of Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, I mean the Tajweed, so we really need to get introduced to the students here, okay? So I will ask, inshallah, each of them one by one, they will introduce themselves. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Salaamu Alaikum.
Salaamu Alaikum.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Good. So Hussein Rohullah, right?
Yes. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sayyid Hussein Rohullah Rizvi.
So Brother Hussein Musa, right?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, and Fawad Haider, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
I'm 12 name? Years old. Sayyid Fawad Haider Naghavi. I'm 12 years old from Pakistan, and I study here in Sevier School, and I live in Qom right now.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much. So I really welcome you all, and thanks for joining the Quranic session. So let's answer this question. What do you think? If you learn this kind of rules, these rules, okay? What is the advantage? What is the benefit of learning these rules, these different rules? Yes. Can you answer? Anyone?
We can recite Quranic Kareem without mistake.
Without mistake. That's great. Any other answer?
And you can recite the Quran with a beautiful
voice, recitation,
tone.
Yeah. Let him find the word.
Wait.
Yeah, that's the answer. You can recite the Quran Kareem in a beautiful way.
Or like a reciter, like an expert reciter.
An expert reciter. That's what they first do, yes? They learn first, okay? Then they come to recite the Quran Kareem in an expert way.
You can understand the grammar.
You will understand the grammar?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, we say that Tajweed is kind of the grammar of recitation, okay? But let's not, like, give it the name of the grammar, because grammar in Arabic, like, it's a different knowledge it is, okay? It doesn't have anything to do with the, like, recitation. It has something to do, but not a lot, okay? Like, the grammar talks about different rules, okay, in a language.
Yes.
It's general,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So we can say that Tajweed becomes like the grammar of the Quran Kareem, I mean the recitation. Okay? But not the grammar itself.
The meanings.
Yeah. So it has some rules, I mean giving some rules, introducing you to some rules, okay, to learn them, to make your recitation better and more beautiful, okay? So that's the reasons, the answers that you said. So the best advantage to learn the Tajweed, the advantage that you will get is that you will recite the Quran Kareem without
mistakes.
Without mistakes. You will have no mistakes. Why? Because sometimes when you recite the Quran Kareem, if you recite it without, with mistakes, without Tajweed rules, so the audience the one who listens to you. Maybe he is a speaker of Arabic, okay? So maybe he will misunderstand, okay? He will say, for example, we have in the word, in the Quran, we have, for example, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكُمْ, for example. For example, it's actually لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, okay? That I will hang you on, okay? I will, like, for example. So, for example, in the Quran Kareem, you have the word لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. When Fir'aun, okay, said to the لَعْنَةُ عَلَى Fir'aun, okay? When he said to the, like, the magicians, okay? When the magicians were defeated by Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, okay? Yes. So the Fir'aun said to the magicians, okay, that لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, that I will execute you all, okay? I'll hang you, execute you all. So, لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, look. So it has a short vowel, starts with لَ. So if you say لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, it means I will not execute you.
Yes.
If you say لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, it means that I will surely execute you. Look at the meaning. Yes. So if you recite the Quran in Kareem that لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ, the Arab will understand that. What? The Fir'aun didn't say this. Yes. Okay, he will misunderstand this. We might not misunderstand because we don't understand Arabic well, okay? But they will this. And also the meaning changes. So it means you have recited the Quran Kareem with mistake. So it is very important to learn the tajweed. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Actually, we practiced, we learned these rules in level 1, level 2 as well, okay? That you do not have to, like, get the short and long vowels wrong, okay? Short vowels must be?
Short
vowels?
Short vowels.
And long vowels must be?
Be long.
Stretched, like prolonged, okay?
Yeah.
So, لا أصلبنكم, look. لا أصلبنكم. They have different meaning. So, لا أصلبنكم, it has an emphasis, okay? That I will do it. But لا أصلبنكم means I will not do it.
Totally different.
Yes. Totally different. Okay? So the meaning of the Quran changes. So that is what Hussein Ruhullah said. Thank you so much. That inshallah, if we learn tajweed, the benefit of learning tajweed is to we will be able to recite the Quran Kareem without mistakes. The second one that Hussein Musa mentioned, that is as well the most important one and the best reason. And he said that we will be able to recite the Quran Kareem with a good recitation. That is what the Quran Kareem says. Okay? Quran Kareem says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن
ترتيلا.
Okay? And recite the Quran Kareem with a good recital. A beautiful recital. So that is the second benefit of the Quran Kareem, reciting the Quran Kareem with?
Tajweed.
This must be enough. We just need these two. Yeah. That's enough. Yes. If there are some other reasons, we don't pay attention because these are the most important reasons, okay? And they are enough. So Alhamdulillah, you learned, you answered, this question, okay, that why should we learn Tajweed? What is the benefit of learning Tajweed? Okay? Let's answer one more question. So, can you tell me that who established the rules, the principles of the tajweed, the knowledge of the tajweed? Yeah, who did this?
I think Imam Ali.
Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Rasulullah.
Yeah, Prophet.
Prophet.
Because the Quran, let's recite a salawat. Actually,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahu.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes. Do you have any idea?
No.
No? Do you agree with Hussein Musa?
Yes, I think.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Prophet was the founder.
So, of course, why? Because Quran Kareem is sent to the Prophet by Allah Almighty. So yeah, as you said, the founder is, of course, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then, of course, after the Prophet, the Imams. The Imams are the best teachers of the Tajweed, because you know that a Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the best native speaker of Arabic. Okay, the best native speaker of Arabic. So he was speaking like in the Arabic, in Fusha Arabic, I mean, and the best native Arabic speaker he was. Okay, with full grammar. He didn't go to any school, he didn't go to university, he didn't come to any radio station to learn, okay, the Quranic sessions. No. All of the knowledge that the Prophet had, the way to recite the Quran, the way to speak, actually he learned it, okay, Jaziratul Arab Peninsula, okay? But it was a blessing from Allah Almighty, yes. Okay? That's like nice. We have in the Quran Kareem that وَمَا in Surah Al-Najm وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever he says is a revelation. It's not from his own words, okay?
Yes.
So it is not like whatever he wants to say, he says. No, it's a revelation. So the recitation of the Quran Kareem is as well a revelation, okay, to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the founder of the Tajweed himself, the founder of the Tajweed is of course Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty has created the Quran Kareem, and it's the words of Allah Almighty, beautiful words. Okay. So now we as well understand another reason, okay, that it's the words of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has sent it beautifully, okay? He has created it beautifully. So we have to recite it as well?
Beautifully.
That's why we have to learn Tajweed. But remember that it's not obligatory over, like, on every person, because it's impossible. So you go, for example, a farmer. It's not wajib for a farmer to learn, okay? Because he doesn't have the time, he can't do it, okay? If he can do it, it's very good. But if he cannot do it, so Allah Almighty in the Day of Judgment will not punish him. That why didn't you learn Tajweed? Why didn't you go to the radio station, okay? IRIB English Radio, why? Why you didn't go there, okay? To learn Tajweed. So, it is, as we say, it's wajib kifayi, okay? That means if someone learns, okay? So some people, it's enough, okay? It can be enough. So they can teach others. Everyone doesn't need to come to the radio station. Hussein Ali Nasir is here, okay? Hussein Ruhlai is here, Fawad Haider is here, Hussein Musa is here, okay? Alhamdulillah, they will learn. Then they will go to their countries. So wherever the Muslims are, okay, they will teach them. Yeah?
Inshallah.
Okay. This is what we had promised in the first level of the Quranic sessions. Yes? Yes. Level 1. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and Kareem and then teach. That's your mission, okay? So inshallah, we will take a break and we will come back. But we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So we will recite a salawat inshallah and we will be back. Stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان